1945, after we were at Fort Davis for a month or two, the bomb was dropped on Hiroshima and also Nagasaki, and the war was virtually ended. The peace treaty was signed on the USS Missouri, and that they brought the whole treaty back through the canal on that boat, on the ship. And we went and stood on the canal lock to watch it go through. An enormous ship, it filled the whole canal. We could have stepped from the side onto the boat while it was still level there. Just lined with sailors, everybody yelling, both sides cheering, and the sailors threw all their hats to us. And we had quite a collection, all saying USS Missouri on. And it was a wonderful occasion with the Missouri going through. But then the summer of 46, we came back home. My father was stationed in Washington. We went back up to New York, where my grandfather had a farm, and I was sent off to boarding school. But still, the war wasn't over. 1946, I went to boarding school. We did war work at the school where I went. We were trained to be nurses. I learned how to make a hospital bed and do all this fun stuff. And when I went to Wellesley in 1949, they still had the victory gardens that they had used to feed the college. The whole acreage was still spread out there. So, and then in 1952, I went bicycling in England with two friends around to youth hostels. We had to have a ration book. Britain still had rationing in 1952. So, 45 was not the end.